Now let's go around the world, and we don't have Arjun, but we do have Arjun Singh's son, Gurdar, joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
What's going on
over
there?
What did you do with your father?
So our father is at father is at some work of his school, so he's not available. He is in a village at 40 kilometers away where network is not available, so he's at the school.
Are you paying him to stay there?
No. Okay. He just went for 2 or 3 hours today.
Yeah. All right. So now are you back to school already?
No, sir. My holidays are just going to end. Only 4 days are left of the holidays, so I'm enjoying them.
All right. So you've got 4 days left for your holiday, but you've had a real hot summer. You've had a real hot holiday period there, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We were not even able to go out because of the sun. But yesterday it was a miracle as the rain was there for an hour. The showers were there for an hour, and it was like a miracle. So the temperature has a bit decreased to 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
And is that usual for this time of year? Sometimes it goes lower. We always joke with your father about the difference, his cold versus our cold. But is 104 usual after the rain, or is it usually a little lower?
It's usual after the rain because yesterday it had rained. So yesterday it was like 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but then it has increased suddenly to 104, 4 degrees of increment in the temperature. And in the winters also, we don't have that much of cold. It's like 70 degrees Fahrenheit or 80 degrees Fahrenheit in winters.
All right. So that's not too bad. So now you're all set. Now, are you all set in 4 days to head back to school?
Yes. But there is one change also, as we are having a new principal in our school, as the last principal has got a transfer from Jaisalmer. And then our new principal, nobody knows who she is. So it's a big surprise for everybody in my school of who is the new principal.
And what is the role of the principal?
It's like, she's above all the teachers. So she handles all the course of the school, like giving duties to teachers. And if any classes are we going there or teaching students some subjects like moral values and other things. She is like, we can say she is a manager of the school, a type of who manages the school.
How long do principals typically stay at a school?
It's not perfect timing. Like the last principal stayed for almost 6 years, but the last to her stayed for only 2 years. So it depends on when those principals get transferred.
And how does that affect the students? Like, how does it? I'm just curious how it affects your life.
Actually, I had went to that St. Paul school in my 6th standard, and after that, I had seen only the principal, which has got transferred now. So I had never seen a principal get transferred from the school, because in my last school, the principal was the same for my whole time. So it's for my first time that the principal has changed in the same session. So it's a bit different for me, like what will happen next and what she will do for school.
All right, now what grade are you in, Gurdar?
I'm in 10th grade.
Oh, you're in 10th grade. Have you already planned out what you want to be when you eventually get out of school?
Yes, I want to be an engineer.
Oh, an engineer.
But you continue. There's another school that you want to go to, yes?
Yes, another school said that because this school is up to 10th standard only. And then I have only two options in my area. There are only two schools which are 10 plus 2. So I have only two options. I will have to leave this school after I complete my 10th grade in this year.
And which school... I'm talking about geographically. Where would you like to go to school?
Both are the same from my house. Like one school is almost 4 to 5 kilometers from my house, but it's a bit good. It's the army school, and the other one is obtained by the Air Force. So both are obtained. So both are under the defenses of our country. So what can I say? Both are good schools.
All right. So, now do you, now Jill and I were talking, you once went to a water park, with a whole bunch of people. Then we saw a story that about the city that was, almost dry on water. Is that a major problem, for cities in India running out of water?
Yes, it's a major problem because in the summers, this area, this northern part, and the western northern, we can say, like Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, and all these areas, the rivers get dried up and there are no water sources. And in some villages, they have to wait for water for 2 to 3 days or go at least go 10 to 12 miles to fetch water. It's difficult in some areas, but like we are living in urban area, so we are not having much problems, but the villagers are facing greater problems than us.
All right. Well, so the next time we speak to Arjun, you'll be in school.
Yes, sir. Next time I'll be in school.
He's being mean because sure, Marshall, did you look forward to the first day of school?
I always look forward to the first day of school, and then I always the next thing I look forward to is the last day of school.
Yeah. So this is a short term anticipation for months of misery. When does school, by the way, you come out in, is it May, April?
Yes, we came out in March.
March, okay.
The month of March, come out of the school. And then the next session starts in April.
All right. Well, hey.
Well, good luck.
Good luck and good job filling in. And have a good first week at school and tell your dad we'll speak to him next week.
Thank you, sir. I will surely tell father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.